Hey everyone, I need your attention for 1 minute. This is not one of those ads. This is something that has changed my entire life. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that this is all about personal development as the foundation for everything good in your life. And this podcast is now sponsored by Growth Day, which is the world's first all-in-one personal development app. I mean, oh my gosh, can you imagine having everything all in one place that you need to create the life that you want? Now you can. So if you've been struggling with your motivation, your mood, your productivity, or your purpose, you have to check this out. Growth Day helps you consciously change your life and achieve your potential. It has all the self-improvement tools, motivational classes, and life coaching all in one place. So many of us want to improve our lives, but the question is how? Where do we start? What do we use? How do you get unstuck? How do you make self-improvement stick? Well, research shows how. It's when you consistently journal, track your habits, set goals, learn from empowering mentors, and challenge yourself that you'll be happier, healthier, and more successful. But let me ask you something. Where do you actually do all of your personal development work? I have to tell you that over 300,000 people use Growth Day for a reason. It works. It's the world's number one software for self-improvement. Growth Day has an amazing mindset journal that I absolutely love, a habit tracker, and a goal setting system. In fact, I bet if you went to my stories this week, you probably saw me using the journaling app and telling you to do it too, because it's the first time that journaling has ever actually stuck consistently in my life because of this app. And best of all, Growth Day has live inspirational classes every single week from the world's top motivational speakers and life coaches. These are people who have impacted my life in huge ways. These are mentors who I already knew and loved. In fact, this is something that's so huge for me, you guys. I personally teach a class in Growth Day every single month, and it is one of the most fun things that I get to do, and I'd love to see you there. These classes will truly shift your life. There's always something new that you will learn. So join me and 300,000 achievers growing our lives with actual real intention. Visit growthday.com/Lori for a free trial. Yes, you can try this for free. So go to growthday.com/Lori and go live your best life. You guys, that's growthday.com/Lori. And I can't wait to see you there.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And it is time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And this episode is brought to you by my Bliss Habit e-course. It is at theblisshabit.com. And that is a 12-week e-course, you guys, where you get to join this incredible tribe of amazing women that has been created. There's thousands of awesome women who are going through all of this coursework at their own pace. So every single week, you get a new lesson along with 7 hours of video training throughout the 12 weeks. You get a weekly meditation, and it is also a place where you share your wins, you share what you're going through, and it really is the place to up level your life. So it's all of the foundational things that I have gone through and done in order to reach all of my goals. It's really about having a gratitude practice and getting intentional and clearing your space and really understanding what is holding you back and creating that beautiful place, that launch pad for you. So go to theblisshabit.com to learn more about that. And on today's quickie, I just got a message from somebody and she gave me a brilliant idea for this topic. She asked me, what do I do? How do I stay positive if I always have to be around negative people? Now, at this point in my life, I have a lot of positivity around me, but of course there's still negativity that comes in, whether it's on the street or via the internet or family or maybe some certain friends or whatever that is, right? We're always going to deal with it. But back when I was really on my path, whatever you want to call it, my self-development path, my spiritual journey in the beginning, I dealt with so much negativity. It's pretty much all that I had around me was negative people. So I went back to this place to really try to think about what I do when I was in a relationship or in relationships with people and constantly surrounded by negative people. And I came up with 5 different things that are going to give you an idea of what I did that are going to help you deal with maybe those negative people in your life. And number one is to know what you can control. I know this is a no-brainer. This is an obvious one. But sometimes the obvious stuff doesn't mean that we are doing it. So when you're in a negative situation, you have to understand that you can only control what you can control, and that is you. So that's you, that's what you're thinking, and that is your reactions to what is going on. So number two, ask yourself, what is the most beneficial reaction you can have for yourself? Because in those situations, we understand that that negative person, that might be a default setting. That might be their home base, right? Negativity might be just where they're at, where their brain is programmed to always go, to always talk about, to connect over, to bond over. So you need to ask yourself, what is the most beneficial reaction that I can have for myself? And this moves into number three, while still being compassionate, right? So number three is be compassionate and maybe ask them how you can help, or just keep it really brief, because negativity feeds off of attention. So if we can just say, I'm so sorry to hear that, and then you're going to do the most beneficial thing for yourself, right? So what would that be? Would that be removing yourself from the situation? Would that be not feeding it anymore? Would that be staying silent? Would that just be nodding your head? Would that be excusing yourself? Would that be saying, oh, I have to go to the bathroom, or just, you know, switching the subject? So you guys, if you know you're going into a negative situation, some of the things that you can do is know that you have that compassionate sentence ready. You know, I'm so sorry to hear this, or I'm so sorry to hear that that happened. What are you excited about anything right now? Or is there anything going good in your life? Or what's good for you right now, right? What's going good for you right now? Maybe just try to switch gears. And number four, this is not for the week though, you guys. This is for the people who are ready. Like, you just can't deal with the negativity anymore. Maybe it's in a relationship, someone that you love, or in the workplace, but you're going to have to do this again. Let's take number three, in a very loving, compassionate way, right? You're going to have the intention behind what you're saying to be compassion, to be understanding, but also to let them know that you have boundaries, that you don't want this in your life anymore. So number four is to call them out on it. Or you can use this, you can say, hey, I'm going on a negativity detox for the week. Do you want to join me? That means I can't talk about anything negative. Do you want to try it? I really want to see how much I'm dwelling on the negative or how much it's coming into my space. And if they want to do it, great. If not, and they say something negative, then they know where you stand. So if you're not going to do that, really, you know, if you do want to call them on it and say, you know, I'm really trying hard to focus on being as positive as possible in my life right now. I need all of the energy that I can get in order to move forward on my goals, or I'm going through a really tough time right now, and I'm trying to keep my world as positive as possible. So even though that may not seem what, you know, like real life to you or what's realistic, it's what I'm choosing right now for me. You've got to get some boundaries around that, or you're going to keep on showing up to the negativity. And if the negative people get really weirded out by that, that's okay. Let them fall away and make room for all the positive people to come. So number five, and this is the final one, understand that that person may not change. Understand that all of the negative people and all of these tips may never change the people around you or the situation that you're in. So when that happens, you need to take a real assessment of your life and say, where can you start avoiding some negativity? So even if it's a best friend and you just are being consumed and eaten alive, it might be time to start spending less time with that person. If it's a family member, it's the same thing. I almost said I hate to say it, but if it is holding you back, if it is suppressing you, if it's making you sick, if it's harming you, if your thoughts are really starting to become the thing that is causing a lot of pain in your life because of this negativity, you need to see what it's doing to yourself and take some massive inventory on that. And also, what is it doing to you that's affecting other people? This one person in your life could be affecting your children, could be affecting your spouse, your friends, could be affecting your workplace. So it's time to take some massive inventory on, do I need to spend less time? Do I need to tell this person that I can't spend time with them anymore because of how it's affecting me? Do I need to step away? Do I need to step away from everyone in my life for a while? Do I need to rebuild a new life? There was a serious time in my life where majority, I would say 95% of my relationships were all extremely toxic. I was in a really bad place and I had to completely step away. Now, if you're not in the place to be able to do that, you can slowly step away. You can slowly start spending less time and spending more time with positive people. So if you're like, I can't do that, I can't just stop everything. What you can do is you can start making your free time, your evenings, your weekends, spent in a more positive place. So even if you don't know people and that's your excuse right now, and yes, it's an excuse, I don't know anyone. Okay, well, of course you don't, because you're stuck in the negativity world. So you're going to have to start going to the positive places, start going to meetups, yoga classes, ask that person who has that smile on their face what they're doing. Anything, you guys. If you want to change, you will. If you don't, you won't. So I am so grateful for all of you every single week tuning in. And I just want to say that this podcast would not be what it is without you. And you truly are the reason why I'm able to get amazing guests on here. And I love hearing your feedback. So you guys, make sure you let me know what you want to hear about. And I want to give a shout out again to the woman who provided me with this awesome topic, Jody. And until next time, you guys, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.
Want to know a huge secret to my success? Okay, not only my success, but just about every single person that I have interviewed on this podcast who is successful has this in common. You guys, they love to journal. They capture their life lessons and what they're grateful for. But a lot of people don't keep this up consistently, and most people do know that the research shows that journaling deepens your gratitude and increases self-awareness. But did you also know that journaling decreases stress and helps you achieve your goals faster?
In fact, journaling is a huge differentiator between average performers at work and high-performing people. It leads to longer-term clarity, confidence, and success. So why don't more people journal? Why didn't I journal consistently? Honestly, they don't like staring at a blank page. It's hard to carry a book around with you or a notepad, and they just don't even know what to write about, or they just forget. That's why I know that you're going to love Growth Day. It's the world's number one system for self-improvement, and it's like all-in-one personal development in an app. And it has an awesome digital journal, and people love it. Growth Day's digital journal has hundreds of research-backed writing prompts for self-reflection, positive mindset, confidence building, and success. I use them all the time, and it makes me think in ways that I typically don't, and it makes me ask myself better questions, which we all know gets better results in our life. It even has prompts that help you develop a daily, weekly, or monthly habit of reflecting on your life and identifying areas to grow. So it's a perfect time of year to start journaling, you guys. When you sign up at Growth Day, you also get systems for habit tracking, goal setting, and scoring and improving every area of your life. Best of all, I get to teach there too, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope that I get to see you. I teach live in Growth Day every single month with a new topic just for you. So join me there. Start your free trial at growthday.com/Lori. Hey, all. I'm so excited to share with you, Earn Your Happy is now part of Growth Day Podcast Network. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and support shows and brands that we truly believe in. And one of my friends is also on the network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to his show. You guys, Trent Shelton has the most incredible podcast. It's called Straight Up with Trent Shelton, and it's going to remind you that you are built for this. I have heard Trent speak in person multiple times. I've listened to his podcast a ton. He's coming on the show, and I literally cannot wait because this man just spits straight fire. It is like truth that goes to your core and makes you take action right away. If you want one of those podcasts that when you're just out on a walk, you can't help but want to start running and run through a wall in your life, this is the show to go listen to. So you guys, make sure that you go subscribe to the show Straight Up with Trent Shelton. You're gonna love it.
Hey, do you know what the big secret is this year? And it shouldn't be a secret because this should be your biggest focus. It is building your community. I am always working on building and nurturing my community, and everyone is talking about the power of community. Without an online community, you just cannot grow organically or create a real movement, which is what I know that we're all after. And you can build trust or monetize your audience. When you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so do your sales. But where's everybody gonna be managing their communities these days? And a lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content and create discussions, live streams, group chats, and memberships all under your own brand. And what's so cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked and unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. How freaking cool is that? You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has a free 14-day trial for you, so you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if you love all the options. Just go to circle.so. Go check it out right now, you guys. Imagine being able to manage your community, start group chats and live classes, and accept payments all in one place. Kind of mind-blowing since this is usually spread all over the place. You have to log into so many different things. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. You guys, you get the 14-day free trial. So just go and see if it's for you. It's going to streamline everything and make your life so much easier. It's so freaking cool.